this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Some say that every photograph steals a piece of a person's soul. For Lisa Wilson, the myth is true. A dead soldier, captured in black and white, invades her dreams and then her home to steal her soul, one piece at a time. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. More than 58,000 American GIs were killed during the Vietnam War. For some, the war and the suffering it caused may never end. The year is 1994.
So I guess this is it?
Yeah.
Single mother Lisa Wilson is helping her ex-boyfriend Dan move out of her house.
Dan and I were once boyfriend and girlfriend. I needed him when I met him, and he actually helped me through my divorce.
But we'll be friends, right?
But then our paths went separate ways.
I'll still see ya.
Biting another
Tyrannosaurus
Rex or biting into the bone of another dinosaur.
That looks pretty bummed.
With Dan gone, it's just Lisa and her daughters. 8-year-old Laura and 10-year-old Sarah. Lisa is working a full-time job as an insurance clerk while studying for her college degree.
Financially, it was a struggle for me. But, you know, I knew there was a light beyond the tunnel, and so that's what I was striving for.
Hey, Mom. Is the TV bothering you?
Just a little.
We can go to our rooms if you want.
How about when I'm done, we go out for some ice cream?
Okay.
Lisa's homework often keeps her up well past midnight. She discovers something Dan has left behind. It's a photograph of Dan's brother, Michael.
Michael had gone to Vietnam at the age of 18, and at 19 years old, a year later, he was killed.
Michael was on a recon patrol when he was ambushed. That weekend, Lisa's sister Carol visits the house. Carol is captivated by the photo.
It's his brother Michael.
Even though you couldn't see his eyes, you could.
certainly draws you in, doesn't it?
And it was like he was staring out, trying to get your attention.
It kind of freaked me out. I didn't really like it.
Are you going to give it back to him?
Well, I was thinking I'd give it to him as a birthday present. Maybe blow it up to an 11 by 14.
Yeah.
Lisa plans to frame the photo and give it to Dan as a birthday gift.
She goes, do you think he'll like it? And I said, I think that Dan will love it.
I think you're going to like this.
A week later, Lisa picks up the custom framed photograph.
I was excited. I didn't really want to give it to Dan. This picture had already become part of my life. It just sprung out at me. I'm thinking, okay, the vivid imagination, and just, it has to be something else.
Weeks later, at the home of Dan's mother, Dan celebrates his 40th birthday with his family.
40 years old.
Picture, especially considering it came from her heart.
Yeah. Oh, I have to buy some. Let's keep one more.
What if he's cake?
Yeah.
Who else wants cake?
Yeah.
Cake?
I thought, oh my God, what have I done? Made one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
Lisa does not understand why Dan refused her gift.
Thank you.
thinking that somehow Michael is in her house.
Now I was afraid.
Did one of you guys knock on my door really late last night?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have a good day at school.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Sorry about what happened at the party.
Lisa's ex-boyfriend Dan explains why he was so upset by the photo of Michael.
Look, I'm giving your picture back. I know you meant well, but it's just that Michael's a painful subject in our family.
But he's your brother.
Yeah, I know, but you don't know Michael the way we did. He's always fighting with everyone. I mean, one day he had this big blow.
I did find out there was an argument of some sort. And he lashed out at his whole entire family and signed up for Vietnam, and he was out of there. And he was out of there. They never saw him again.
And my mom, she saw that picture, and she had some nightmare that Michael was knocking at her front door.
Oh, my God, I had the same dream. I think this is important, Dan. I think your family needs to come to terms with Michael's death.
I don't want to talk about it. Look,
Dan, please. Please. Take Michael with you.
Michael's dead.
Lisa feels compelled to hang the photo in her bedroom.
That picture had now become a part of me. And I thought, well, this is a little strange because he's not a blood relative. I don't know who this man is. But it didn't make any difference.
Went from being really happy and wanting to do everything with us to being in her room. She just totally isolated herself from my sister and I.
Strange because actually I felt special. It was kind of like he was mine.
Late that night, Sarah is unable to sleep.
At first, I
thought it was a weird connection, like maybe with a cell phone or a phone line. I just wanted to run away.
Michael's dead.
Lisa's thoughts are consumed by the photograph of a dead soldier.
It's like this energy is being drained out of me. It's like just being sucked out of me and being filled with this darkness.
Lisa turns to her sister, Carol, desperate to talk about the growing hold Michael has on her.
Hello?
Hey, Carol, it's me.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Really?
No, I'm not fine. I can't stop thinking about Michael.
She talked about Michael. When I get home, I wonder what Michael's done. And I'm thinking, what do you mean, what Michael's done? There is no Michael. It's a picture.
Do you hear that?
Lisa believes there's evidence of Michael's presence, even as she talks on the phone.
It's like he's on the line with us. Carol, it's...
Michael's not real. It's a picture.
No, he is not just a picture, Carol. He's more than a picture. I'm trying to tell you that I feel him here. It's like he's a ghost in my house. I can feel Michael.
The minute I'd say Michael's name, you'd get that crackling, sizzling noise, and it's like, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can't. What? What?
It's like he's here on the line with us. It's like Michael's here. He's listening.
Get rid of the picture.
No.
No. Hello?
There's no way I'm taking that picture down. There's no way. I just can't tell you why. That picture's staying up.
Because she was already so stressed out and freaked out that I didn't want to worry her more.
Okay. Go back to bed, okay? Everything's okay. Everything's fine, okay? Go on, back to bed.
Mommy, can you leave the light on?
Oh, okay.
Night.
I saw him too.
Should we do?
We kind of realize that this Michael person isn't just a picture.
It's gonna be okay.
Obviously, Michael was in our house.
Hey. That weekend. Lisa asks her sister Carol to take care of the kids.
Thank you so much for letting them stay tonight.
No problem. I love having them here. Not a problem at all.
Hey, guys, come on.
Okay, there's juice in the fridge, cookies on the counter. Help yourself. Save one for me.
I love you guys, okay?
Now, I'm taking them because I want you to have a nice, relaxing weekend at home alone. None of this Michael stuff.
Okay, I promise.
Lisa will spend her first weekend in over a year without her daughters.
I smelled this like this sulfuric type of a smell. Feel this energy, this crackling type of energy.
Michael, go home!
That I've had enough of this.
Lisa cannot bring herself to destroy the picture. She is afraid the spirit will retaliate.
Afraid of him, but I was also afraid of making him mad. Fear went right into my chest. It was terror that I have never felt before in my life, and I knew that was not Michael. That was something totally different.
There are two spirits in her house, and that Michael may be protecting her.
And I cried. I thought, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get in the car, okay?
I'll be right there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I got you something.
What is this?
It's to take the place of Michael. To fill the space where Michael was.
Okay.
Thank you. Of course, anytime, anytime. Bye, girls.
You did take that picture of Michael down.
Yeah, of course I did. Thanks. I'll see you later.
Lisa does not replace the picture of Michael, but she hopes that the new one will help lighten her mood.
I just thought that would be a good aura-type object to put into the house. To maybe brighten it up and get rid of some of this gloom.
Each day to a riddle. 3,000 mammoth stones, some weighing 300 tons and 20 feet tall, sprawling for almost 30 square miles. The quest investigates Europe's oldest mystery. Who put the stones here?
The new picture does nothing to lighten the mood for Sarah.
Why?
It's getting late. You guys should get to bed.
It felt like
2,000 years. What time?
It was dreary. My mom was depressed. My sister was always scared, and I had to be the one who had to be the strongest.
Because if something can move a huge picture down a hallway, we can do anything.
I must not have hung it right, and the wind blew it down. Mom, how could it just fall off the wall and come between the hallway? It had to have some sort of help.
And I said, Mom, we're not stupid. I know this is Michael.
And I said, how do you know about Michael?
He's been in our room before.
Just because we see him. I couldn't see him, but they could see him.
Laura didn't have a nightmare the other night. I'm so sorry.
I now didn't know what to do or how to even begin to get rid of him.
Calls the local health science center, searching for someone who can help.
Hi. I swear this is not a crank call, but I'm having a problem with like a ghost or an entity in my house.
Basically, I asked them if they had Ghostbusters. And They kind of laughed at me, said no, they said, but that's a great story.
Well, do you know anybody who does?
She referred me to Kate, who worked from a guardian angel type of a group, and she said she'll be able to help you.
Oh, can I have that number, please?
The group claims to help earthbound spirits find peace.
Thank you.
This place, it kind of creeped me out a little.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I was scared for my mom. I was scared that it wouldn't work. And if it didn't work, what would we do?
It's okay. Only you. The kids have to stay put.
That's fine, okay? Just have a seat and I'll be right back out, okay?
Have a seat right here. Kate will be right with you, okay?
Thank you.
You're Lisa.
I do to help you?
Well, as I said on the phone,
Lisa tests Kate by telling her as little as possible.
I just told her that our house is being haunted and I need to get rid of what was haunting us.
Yes, I know all about it. You brought Michael with you. Michael's tied to this earth by the anger that he feels towards his family. He's drawn to you because of your positivity and your ties to his family. He thinks that you're the light.
What?
He doesn't want to let go of his anger that he feels, but he desperately needs to. If you want to rid yourself of Michael, we can set up a channeling session. It'll take us a few days to prepare for it. Are you sure you are ready to let go of him? It's okay.
Lisa feels a sharp pain in her chest.
She says, Michael's gone. I'm thinking, whew, got rid of him. That was easy. I said, well, gone. I said, gone where?
He went back to your house.
It's gonna be okay. I promise.
Sleep at home tonight.
Oh my god. Okay.
Next day, Carol wants to see for herself why Lisa is so afraid.
Okay. All right. In a way, I really want to believe that it is a spirit. That way my sister's not crazy.
And then in another way, I don't want to believe it's a spirit, because then how do you get rid of it? I felt that if that photo was out of the house, the attention that she gives it would be gone, and she would wake up and say, oh my goodness, life's going on and I'm missing it all. What have I been doing? I've been in a cloud.
I know it makes the girls feel better.
So what's been going on? Tell me what's been happening.
I don't know.
Carol cannot believe that Michael's photo is still on the wall.
I wanted it crumpled, burnt.
I'm going to take the picture.
Shredded.
I'm going to go outside and I'm going to smash it to bits. Then all your problems will be over.
No! Don't you touch him! Your hands off him! Don't ever touch him!
It's not Michael. Michael isn't the problem. You don't know him.
I don't know what came over me. The picture just affects me so much.
Asa, I am your sister. You know I love
some people eat when they're upset. Some people drink. Maybe she found Michael. Oh,
your obsession with Michael and this picture is out of control. It's too much.
Michael needs me. I'm the only one who cares about him.
Michael isn't real. You want to know what is real? Those girls are real. Show them you love them. Destroy the picture.
Couldn't have paid me to go back in that house again.
Ladies, to the car, please. Seatbelts.
I was afraid for my sister's safety. I was afraid for Sarah and Laura's safety.
Come on, girl.
Carol takes the girls home with her. Lisa is left with an important dilemma: how to reclaim her life. Psychic plans to use a channeler to make contact with Michael's spirit and encourage him to move towards a more peaceful afterlife.
And that he needs to cross over to the other side.
Okay. Lisa, when you're ready, we'll join hands and then the spirit will come to me. Whatever happens, don't let go until Kate instructs you to.
The face of this woman was total evil.
Who are you?
My name is Steven.
What do you want?
What do I want? What do I want? I want Lisa to suffer.
It's okay. It's all right. Don't let go of her hand. Why do you want to hurt Lisa?
She was with me in another life. And I killed her.
How did you get here? Who brought you here?
She brought me here.
Another spirit possesses the channeler.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Are you Michael?
The psychic realizes that an evil spirit has been manipulating Michael in order to torment Lisa.
Michael, why are you here?
I'm here because of Lisa. She was there for me when my family couldn't be.
Michael, you need to go to your light.
Lisa is the light.
No. You'll find your light. Look above you. Look up. You'll find your light. Stephen can't hurt her if you cross over.
This person got this kind of serene look on her face, and she said, I'm sorry, Lisa. She says, but now I see the light. I'm sorry. I'm going. I can feel him just gone. Which was so sad for me because I didn't get to say goodbye. And he'd been with me so long. So it was kind of heartbreaking. But then I knew he was where he was supposed to be.
Lisa never learns anything more about the evil spirit that called itself Stephen. But she hopes that with Michael gone, it will no longer have any power to hurt her. In the following weeks, the atmosphere in Lisa's home returns to normal. Michael's photo remains until Lisa graduates from college and is ready to move out.
When I looked in his picture, it was like that obsession was gone. It was kind of like a tombstone. You always put a head on a tombstone to memorialize a dead person. And that's kind of what that picture was to me.
You can play with the boy, please.
Michael's not in that box, is he?
No, he isn't.
Come on, guys. Let's get in the car, okay?
Lisa and the girls move on.
I'll call you out, okay?
You all drive safe?
Okay, bye, girls!
Taking only memories of the soldier who changed their lives.